Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. I want to talk to you today and warn you. There's a lot of major false teaching going on these days, as we talk about it all the time. Massive feminization in the so-called churchianity places. And in this case today, we're going to talk about it based on a verse from Genesis. Let me read the verse to you. Genesis 3:15. By the way, I didn't give you my title, did I? Christ crushes Satan's head, not a woman. Christ crushes Satan's head, not a woman. Yeah, that's what this false teaching is about. Let's go to our verse. Genesis 3:15. And God said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall crush thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. All right, so for this context of this audio I'm bringing you today, there's a false teacher, an NAR, occult, signs and wonder, exorcist type. They call themselves demon slayers, Mike Signorelli. And there's a perverted teaching going around from him regarding this scripture verse. Without a doubt, this makes him a spiritual pervert. Why? He's twisting God's word. Pervert means to twist or corrupt. He is definitely doing that in a spiritual way. He's a pastor out in New York. He's telling women that they are and they can be the one and the heel that crushes Satan's head. That is not what this verse is saying at all. We're going to go over it. I'm going to have a testing of Mike Signorelli. There's a video, and on the testing, it'll show you, in his own words, in his own emotional yelling and screaming, him saying that a woman can take off her shoe and he's holding up the heel, that that's going to crush Satan's head. And he's telling them, as the women at a women's conference are all screaming and worked up in a frenzy, he's telling them to take the lead, to start teaching and leading men, to rise up to be pastors. Yeah, he's acting in great feminization and great heresy in doing this. This is about the worst Bible twisting I've seen, if not ever, in many, many years that I've been in ministry. And I want to be clear right at the start of this audio, God definitely does use women in a mighty way. He uses my wife. He uses other women. He used women in the Bible. But he does not use them the way these false, feminized, heretic men are saying, being pastors, being leader of men, being elders, that type of thing. God does not use women in that way. We'll read a scripture verse on that. We've got articles on all this at our teaching blog, don'tperish.com. At the teaching blog, look up women pastors, look up women not leading in the body. We've got lots of articles on it. That is not God's design for women to usurp authority and start teaching men. What makes this even more blasphemous is that this verse, he's not just twisting a verse about women defeating Satan, but this verse is actually the first prophecy of Jesus Christ to come, who he overcomes Satan. Let's read these verses in context, and then we're going to talk about it. So Genesis 3:14-16. And it says, and the Lord God said unto the serpent, Satan, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast in the field. Upon thy belly thou shalt go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. So God rebukes Satan for this evil. He tricked Eve into eating where she shouldn't have eaten. And then our verse 15, I'll read it again. God says, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, Satan and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shall bruise his heel. Did you hear that? That's the second time I read it. Go back and read it again for yourself, Genesis 3:15. It's so very easy to see what this verse is saying. God is going to put enmity between the woman and Satan, and between her seed. That's a child. He's going to put enmity between the child and Satan. Who's that child? I think we all know. It's Christ. And then he says, her seed, that child, Jesus Christ, not her heel, is going to bruise, or that word bruise means to crush, Satan's head. And it says, Satan will bruise or crush the child's heel. All right? Her seed will crush Satan's head. It's an archetype of the crucifixion of Christ, where his heel was bruised, and him rising again, Christ, overcoming death and sin, Satan, in the end, casting him into the lake of fire. We're working through the book of Revelation right now. Go read the end. He's cast into the lake of fire. Christ takes dominance and rules and victory over Christ. So ponder that, the scenario here. What would you rather have, your heel bruised or crushed, or your head crushed? Pretty simple. Satan bruised or crushed Jesus on the stake. Yep, it was a physical crushing, but he rose again. He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Satan's head is going to be crushed, and he's going to be cast into the lake of fire. Satan barely bruised our Savior. That's why it says he bruised his heel, a minor thing, versus Christ crushed the head of Satan, took away his victory, defeated sin and death. What a glorious Savior that we have via the gospel. And so that seed or child is Jesus Christ, predicted to come for mankind. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So again, go read Genesis 3:15. That verse in no way lifts up a woman to defeat Satan, to crush his head with her heel. It shows a woman, we know who that was, Mary, being used in a mighty way to bring in a child, God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, that would crush Satan's head and defeat him. Very clear in scripture, but Mike Signorelli is lifting up women. He's doing what Satan did. He's using feminization to deceive women and lift them up and deceive men, push them down. Basically, it means Jesus defeated sin and death and Satan. That's what it means. Not according to Mike Signorelli, though. So you can see the video of him actually saying this on my testing of him. Look it up. And all of these women in this conference where he's doing this with their emotional music playing, they're eating this up. Mike is telling them that they should rise up. They're anointed to be teachers, leaders, pastors, elders, apostles. But you know what's interesting? If they're anointed to be teachers, which means they can discern, not one of them stopped his antics that day and said, Mike, that verse doesn't say that at all. It says that the seed will crush Satan's head, not us. So what I think it is I watched that video, and I want to do a whole testing on Mike Signorelli, and I'll link it to that article that I'm talking about, that testing. It's an example of mass hysteria and carnal emotion. Why do I say that? Because when the music's going and everybody's all hyped up and there's yelling and screaming and jumping around for the Lord, pretty much you could say about anything and people just go along with it. Because guess what? To stop it, to discern it, to say, no, that's heresy and false doctrine, it would ruin the mood. And it's all about emotionalism in these places. In fact, this particular body of his, V1 Church, they talk about how they want to invite in atheists and people hurt by the church, and they're not doing church the traditional way. You don't have to come to Jesus first before you go to church. You come and be discipled to come to Jesus. All these foolish, man-pleasing ways inviting the world in. And so it's really just another work of Satan. And it's just like Mike Signorelli slain in the spirit, his exorcism ways, casting out demons. These are all occult ways and many other foolish things that he does. Like, ready? He did a self-exorcism of himself in the shower when he was younger and he was puking all over. Yeah, my testing, I talk about that. It's not biblical in any way. True saints don't have demons. You can't exorcise yourself. And puking is not part of a demon leaving you. Never see that in scripture anywhere. So going back to our verse, God did not lift up a woman in this text in no way, shape, or form. Actually, if you read the very next verse, God punishes her. Ready? God actually says this to Eve, verse 16. Unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception, and in sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. So God basically rebukes the woman for what she did, and then he doesn't let Adam off the hook. He also deals with Adam. Genesis 17-19. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened to the voice of your wife, Mike Signorelli, hearkening to the voice of women and Satan, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. So Adam's getting a rebuke here. And in sorrow shall thou eat it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall bring forth to thee, and with thou, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field, and in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return to the earth. For out of the waste was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto the dust thou shalt return. Wow, that's quite a rebuke there for Adam, putting him in his place. And so, like I said, verse 15 is predicting Christ to come. And I need to make a note of this. Keep reading. In Genesis 3:21, God, Christ the Creator, actually kills animals, shed blood, and it's an archetype of Jesus to come to shed blood, and he actually makes clothing, tunic and robe-like garments for mankind. Most everybody misses this. They dress like the culture in the world today, but God dressed us and said, cover yourself up. Don't dress in pride and vanity and fashion. Dress yourself clothing. I told a Jehovah's Witness man this today. Clothing is a sin covering. He said, oh, that's a novel thought. I said, that's what scripture teaches, sir. That's what God did. It's not a novel thought. And moving on in this teaching, I need to bring this point up. Paul actually forbid lady teachers, and he even reminds us of Eve's fall while he does it. Ready? 1 Timothy 2:12-15. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. 1 Corinthians 14 tells women to be silent in the body as well. For Adam was formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. So Paul sets it right there, clear. Women are not to teach, not to take authority. They were deceived. Old Testament, New Testament tells us the same thing. And again, I want to be clear. God uses women. I already said it. He uses my wife greatly. He used women in the Bible. But it has to be done in his order and his ways, not pastors, not apostles. We don't even have true apostles today. Not teachers, not elders over men in any way, shape, or form. So this is just another reason. I'm doing the testing on Mike Signorelli. He's to be marked and avoided as a false teacher per Romans 16:17. It also shows you this, ready? How Satan, you know, Solomon once said, there's nothing new under the sun. It shows you how Satan is still doing the same thing. In the garden, he deceived with feminism. He's still deceiving with Mike Signorelli and feminism, using women and women's ways and false ways to deceive men, to deceive the culture, to deceive people like Mike Signorelli, even pastors that are either deceived or they're wolves in sheep's clothing. What cunning and evil and sinful deception Satan continues to do, and nothing new under the sun. He's doing the same exact way, twisting scripture, saying women can crush Satan's head when he knows, in fact, it's Christ who already has the victory, and he's going to seal it when he comes back and cast Satan into the lake of fire. Christ crushes Satan's head, not a woman. Again, go see my testing. I'm going to have it up in a day or so of Mike Signorelli exposed on my false teachers page at don'tperish.com. Won't be long. You'll Google his name, Mike Signorelli exposed, and our testing will come right up. Don't fall for all this false feminized teaching and all of these scripture twisters, these spiritual perverts. Cling to the holy word of God. Strive in the truth, because guess what? It is that which sanctifies us, John 17:17, and the truth sets us free, John 8:32. Hope that edified you today. Glorify God in all your members. Lift up Christ. He is the one who crushed Satan, defeated sin, our enemy, and death for us. Follow him by the gospel. Check it out at don'tperish.com. The shed blood of Christ, repent to him. His resurrection makes the way. Walk in the new life that he gives by the Spirit. Holiness and obedience is going to mark your way coming out of false teaching like Mike Signorelli, and endure to the end for the hope of salvation to come. Love y'all. Thanks for listening. Check out all our resources at don'tperish.com. Till next time, hope you have a glorious day. We love you all. May God be praised.